From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the race for president begins in earnest now that the Democratic National Convention is over. Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started a bus tour of a pair of battleground states Friday. The Democratic presidential nominee said during a kickoff rally in Philadelphia, the tour through Pennsylvania and Ohio will stop at places that make things. She also repeated her pledge to boost the U.S. economy.
I'm not telling you that everything is just peachy keen. I'm telling you we've made progress, but we have work to do if we're going to make sure everybody is included.
Clinton also took a dig at her Republican rival, saying that Donald Trump doesn't make anything in America except bankruptcies. The Democratic nominee pledged that her first 100 days in office would see the biggest investment in new jobs since World War II. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump took to Twitter Friday to criticize Hillary Clinton and those who spoke against him at the Democratic National Convention. Trump, that is, referred to former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's also a billionaire, as Little Michael Bloomberg, who never had the guts to run for president, and called Bloomberg's final term as mayor a disaster. That comment was in contrast to Trump's previous praise of Bloomberg's leadership in 2012. Trump also attacked General John Allen, saying that he failed badly in his fight against ISIS. The former deputy commander of the wars in the Middle East had called Hillary Clinton the kind of commander-in-chief that America needs. For more on these stories, including the latest on campaign 2016, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says that the clock is ticking for the population in Aleppo after suggesting improvements to a proposal by Russia and the Syrian government to set up humanitarian corridors around the northern city.
If it can and should be successful, well, then it needs to be improved. And my understanding is that the Russians are open for major improvements. In that case, we would be then looking at the whole context in light of the outcome of those improvements.
Syrian opposition groups say the Russian proposal is actually a plan to force Aleppo's population to flee. They likened it to a war crime. On Thursday, Russia's defense minister proposed three corridors for civilians to leave the besieged city and one for disarmed militants. The Syrian government also proposed an amnesty for rebel fighters who put down their weapons within the next 3 months. Two counties in Florida are reporting their first local transmission of the Zika virus by mosquitoes. Florida Governor Rick Scott said Friday that the four cases are contained in a small area north of downtown Miami.
One of these four cases involves a woman, and the other three cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Florida has requested $15 million in emergency Zika funding to collect and test mosquitoes and provide Zika preparedness programs. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it has provided $8 million. One police officer was killed and another seriously injured in a shooting early Friday in the U.S. city of San Diego. The shooting reportedly took place in a neighborhood just after the officers made a traffic stop. Nearby officers came to the scene, responding to an emergency backup call. They found one policeman shot, one of them with multiple gunshots to the chest. Shelley Zimmerman is San Diego's police chief.
One of the officers was placed in a vehicle of another officer that arrived on scene and taken to the hospital. Again, heartbroken to report that they were unable to save his life, and he is deceased.
Zimmerman said that a suspect, a Hispanic male, was in custody. The injured officer underwent surgery and is expected to survive. And computers at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee have been hacked in an attack similar to a recent one at the Democratic Party's headquarters. The committee raises money for Democratic candidates for the House of Representatives. The FBI is investigating the cyber attack. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.